Actually, Papa wasn't a wandering Aramean. He was a Galilean, and I don't think he ever left Galilee. But the story I tell you now is my story of two different Passover celebrations. Once when I was a child, and once as a young man. My father was always faithful to tell us the Passover story, in the way the rabbi said a man should tell the story to his children, as it is written in the Torah, as a personal story. So now I tell you mine, as a personal story. That's the way Papa told the story to me.
He said my father was a wandering Aramean who went to Egypt and, I don't know, did things there.
And did things there? John, everybody's father tells it that way.
Then why did he say it was a personal story?
Everybody's father also says that. It's tradition. Grandpa was a fisherman before he died.
This year, I'm going to start a new tradition. I'm going to sit at Papa's right hand.
What if I want to sit next to him?
Well, maybe you can. If I don't get there first.
What about Rebecca?
Rebecca's a girl. She should have to sit next to Mama.
Why should that make any difference? Rebecca, should that make any difference?
Make a difference in what?
In where you sit.
Are you two arguing about where you're going to sit again this year? Always continually arguing. Da 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 da. Just leave me out of this. Mama and I have too much to do to get supper ready without having to put up with your foolishness. The same every year. Now what were you telling me, Mama?
Oh, just the nerve of that woman. I was telling her James and John were the best boys in this town for doing
besides
those
besides that, what if Mama wants to sit next to Papa also?
Boys, quieten down.
I think it's a case of first come, first serve. And I'll be there first.
No, you won't!
Mama!
Mama!
James, John, now stop! What is going on?
I want to sit next to Papa this year.
Well, so do I. Why should he get to? I'm the oldest.
Maybe, but the youngest gets to ask the four questions. And he should also get to sit where everybody can see. I mean, so everyone can hear him.
Where did you read that? That is the...
Boys, please. How should I know who your papa really wants sitting next to him? Maybe both of you. Maybe neither of you. Heaven forbid. Why don't you go ask him?
But what if
he won't ask, right? He'll just...
I'll ask him. You two boys are making me crazy. He's on his way into the house now.
Miriam, I'm...
Papa, who's going to sit where this year?
Mama was going to ask.
It's like stepping into a dream. A bad one. Now, boys, what is this?
I already told John where I was going to sit.
What?
But I want to sit there.
Sit where?
Where James is sitting.
Where are you sitting, James?
Where I told John I was sitting in the first place.
This must be the part where I fall off the cliff.
Pop, can the boys sit next to you at the Seder? Rebecca and I are fine, but just tell the boys they can sit with you.
Whatever you want. John, James, give your papa a kiss and don't bite. And Rebecca, come here, girl.
Such good boys they are, too. All right, everyone, it's sundown. Time to eat.
Yes, but isn't there something we're supposed to do before we eat our Passover supper? Let me think. Now, what was that?
Papa, we're supposed to search for the last bit of leaven in the house.
Oh, yes, how could I have forgotten? Children, somewhere in this house is a little bit of leavened bread wrapped up in a piece of white cloth that you must find before we can eat. So, go!
James and I seemed more intent on getting in each other's way rather than finding the last bit of leaven. Our sister went about it in her way, and year after year, she was the one who found what we were looking for.
I found it! Once again, boys, I found it.
Good, good! Give it here, and I'll throw it out.
Maybe you two should go look for it out there.
Now I have rid my house of leaven.
Well, if James would just stay out of my way, I could have beat you to it.
Me getting your way? That's hardly the way I went.
You always get in my way, James.
You weren't even going that way.
No, but I was going to, and you knew it. That's why you didn't go there either.
What?
Papa!
Boys!
Mama!
James!
Sorry.
Boys, come with me. James, sit. John, sit.
We all sat, and Papa poured the first cup of wine and closed his eyes. Then he said the prayer our people have said every year for 1,000 years on the night of the Passover.
Blessed art thou, eternal our God, ruler of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine. With love you gave us the festivals for happiness, holidays and seasons for rejoicing. As this day of the feast of Matzah, the season of our freedom, is in the remembrance of the going out from Egypt. Blessed art thou, who makes holy Israel and the festive seasons.
Amen.
Now, children, do you remember what we do now?
I do. We have to recline on our left side and drink the wine that Papa blessed.
And why do we do it this way?
Because the rabbi says it's the way princes eat, and we should eat this meal like royalty. Not that either of you two know how to behave that way.
Well, I thought it was so you'd have a shorter way to fall in case you drank too much.
Rebecca, pass that bowl. We have to wash our hands.
I can still see my father taking the bowl and washing. It was like a ceremony, the way he washed his hands. His movements were slow, patient. Sometimes my father reminded me of a priest. The priest in the temple always washed their hands before sacrificing the Passover lamb. I always thought it would make more sense for the priest to wash their hands after the sacrifice.
This is the bread of affliction which our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. All who are hungry, let them come and eat. All who are needy, let them come and celebrate the Passover with us. Once we were slaves in a foreign land, now we are free.
Amen.